I don't know what happened to the first file, but this is now Daf Yomi, Monday night. We just turned to Kuf Nun Amud Beis. Today's Daf is Kuf Nun, it's Monday night, and we're starting now Kuf Nun Amud Beis. Amalei Ravashi said back to Ravina to be Doichad Araya, Anon Mishum Delav Kurus Begito Masninan Law. A whole different beer. So now we've been saying that when Yekosef called Nechosov La'avdo, so we say Yotza Abdu Ben Chorin, because he gave the Eved to himself. If he's Mishayer Karkos, so he meant to be Mishayer the Eved also. Then we said if he's Mishayer Metaltalin, so he's Mishayer the Eved too, and that proves that Avdekim Metaltalin also, at least in Loshon B'nai Odom. Now we're saying a whole different shot in the Din. If he's Mishayer anything to the Odom, then the Shtar, which is supposed to serve now as a Shtar Shechur, but the Shtar has in it certain rights for the Odom to retain. And just like by a get, there's an insistence on krisus in many ways, in the Loshon HaGet, in the Chalois HaGet, in the giving of the get physically, there has to be krisus. So by an Eved also, Ishtar Shechur has to have krisus. If there's any rights to the Odom, even if the rights are not in the gay of the Eved's Abdus, but if there's rights to the Odom included in the Shtar, then the Shtar is not a Shtar Krisus. The Shtar is giving rights to the Odom also. So that's the reason. So that means, according to this, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah there. So there's a whole new Pshat in the Mishnah. That means even if you're totally specified, I'm giving all the Chosai to my Eved, except for this chair here, and nothing else but this chair. So according to everything we've learned up till now, the Eved will go L'Cheirus. And according to what we're saying now, the Eved will not go L'Cheirus, because there's a whole new pshat in the Mishnah that anything that retains rights for the Odon is felt in krisus. There's no krisus. We go vayta. Rav Nachman. Chamisha ad sheyichtivu kol nechseyem. There's five people that give away matonas, and there's a shikol weird dinim associated with giving away all the nechosim. And there's a hakpada that it has to be all the nechosim given away. That's the only time each one's umdenot kicks in. The Elu Hain, Shivmra, Avdo, 2, Ishto, 3, Bono, 4, Mavrachas is 5. Shivmra, the Tzvan, Shivmra, Shekhozov, Kol Nechosov, Lachayrim, Bashir, Karkakol, Shehu, Matanosu, Matkayemes, even if he does not die, Lo Shir, Karkakol, Shehu, and Matanosu, Kayemes, meaning if he's only, if he doesn't die. So then there's an Umdana that he never meant to give it away if he survives. But that umdana is only if he gives away all the nechosim. Number two, avdo the tzlan, akazel chon nechosim, the avdo yotzu ben chayrin. Bimshir kakakoshu, the yotzu ben chayrin, the earlier interpretation. So it's only if he gave away kol nechosim. That's the only time that the Eved also is kain atzmi ben chayrin. No, it left off the earlier interpretation. It could be even the later interpretation. The point here is that the Eved only goes out to be a Ben Chayrin when he's Kaysim Kol Nechosav La'avdo. Ishto the Mevi, the Mashmona Kaysim Kol Nechosav the Ishto Le'ya, Soya Le'Petrapa, Le'Petrapa, he never meant to give her indeed to Taka give her the Nechosav, but rather that she should have covered from the sons, and she should be the Le'Petrapa, she should be the manager of all the of the estate. You can be sure they'll have covered for her if she's managing the estate. So that's only this umdana, which is very strange. We said it's like we did call it hilchos avodei taima. So that umdana only exists if he gave her all of the nechasim. But once he didn't give her all, then we take it at face value, and we say he meant to give her a present, a nice present. Bonav the tzlan akozim b'chon dechazim levonav b'chazim lishter karka kolshu ibdatsu basa. So that's only if he gave them everything else. But if he didn't give them everything, and she still has where to take the ksuba from, so we don't make this umdana that she's mavater moichel the ksuba because she took this matana. And finally, mavrachas. Gomamar, mavrachas, sricha shetichav kol nechoseha. This is a woman that gets married. This should be very common. It's not common anymore, but certainly the problem is common. A woman gets married, a second marriage, and she has money. Oh, even the first marriage, but the second marriage. She has money, she doesn't want to. Most of our family, her children. So there, they used to be mavrachas. She wrote a shtar, she gave it away to someone else. That's how they, instead of writing a prenup, they gave it away to someone else. But the truth is, she never meant to give it away to someone else. Totally, she meant to take it back. If she, once she gets once, if she's divorced or widowed from this husband, she wants to take it back. So there's an undana that she taka didn't mean to give it, that she meant to be a mavrachas. So that's only if she gave away all of her nechos. That's mavrachas. Meanwhile, yeah, it's like a tanai that she can take it back when she wants. It's not botul mafreya. It's a tanai that she can take it back when she wants. Uvuchulu, and in all of them, mitalkalei avishir, also the bar miksuba, where since ksuba is not collected from mitalkalin, so a shir of mitalkalin doesn't really affect, So if we say she's meichel the ksuba, if he left over mitalkalin, that would not say that she doesn't, that she's not meichel the ksuba. The makarke tikin rabbonin, the mitalkalin lo tikin rabbonin the ksuba. So if he gave the sons all of the nechazim that are mishabodim to the ksuba, even if he left off metaltalin, that doesn't affect her being molchel. So she still has nothing left for the ksuba, and still she took it and she accepted it. Mishtika. So ameimar amar metaltalin dekseida b'ksuba. Following along that reasoning, so ameimar says, I mean, there is a way to technically be Meshabed Metaltlin to the Ksuba in the time of the Gemara. I say the time of the Gemara because the Goinim were already Mesakin that Metaltlin on Meshubba, as Pasha's business life changed, and they didn't own so much real estate. It used to be in the time of the Gemara, they had fields, that's where they lived from. Then they went into Golos, and as time went on, it was less and less of a reliance on having real estate, having karka, and that should be your parnosa. So Chazal responded to the needs, and they were masakin, that ksuba is collected from a taltalin too. But in the time of the Gemara, it wasn't. But technically, you could make it meshubit if you wrote it into the ksuba. And you said, the shibut should be chal on this, agav the karka. So metaltalin, the ksuba, that they're meshubit to the chayba ksuba. This new Benayuan, they're still around now when he's giving out to the Nechasim, Havishir, since they're technically Meshubit. So certainly they would break up the Umdana if they were not given to the other sons. That would render, it wouldn't be the case of Kazim called Nechasim Libonov because of the Karka Ishtay Kosu. Okay, the Gemara and Amud Aleph talks about what's Metalkal. If ever it's called metaltalin. Now we're going to talk about the word nechasa. The Rashbam says, nechasa means money, wealth, holdings. The Rashbam says in every language you have to know what the equivalent of nechasa would be. Other languages, money. That's what we're talking about. That's like mechosim. So the Gemara goes through a bunch of things that are out of the ordinary and say it's also included in the word mechosim. Abdi yikli nichsei, the Tanana Kazil called mechosim v'abdo yotzi ben chayrin. Because he's included in the chosov. Ari ikri nichsi, it's not the chosov sheshom achrayis, nikmim b'kerti b'mishtar b'chazok, but you're calling them the chosov. Klimo ikri nichsi, clothing, it's not the sheshom achrayis, ain't nikmim b'nam b'mishich. And that's going to be the logic of the next few segments of the Gemara, that anything that's included in the Kinyan Agav, and is mainly included in this Mishnah and Kiddushim, is going to be called Nechasim, because that's the Lashon HaMishnah. Nechasim Shein L'machrayas, Nechnim in Nechasim Sheif L'machrayas. I'm sorry. Nechasim Shein L'machrayas, Nechnim in Meshicha. That part of the Mishnah. The Mele, it's Ikri Nechsi. If it's Nechna with that Kenyan. Zuzi Ikri Nechsi, Ditzan. The part of the Mishnah that I just said. Shein L'machrayas, Nechnim in Nechasim Sheif L'machrayas, Nechnim in Nechasim Sheif L'machrayas, Zuzi is Nechna with Kenyan Agav. And Mamela, the Mishnah called it Nichsi. Kiha, to have pop up a chaser of the Zuzi Bechuzoi. Akninu Nile Roshul Varacha. I got safe in the base. Because he was coming to him. A papa wanted the money sent to him. The person who was sending it didn't want to take Achrayus. So the Eitzah is to be makmeid to a shliach of Rav Papa. Once the shliach gets it, it's like Rav Papa gets it, so there's no more achrayus on the part of the mishaleach. So he wanted to figure out a way to be makmeid to Rav Baracha. So he did it with a kinyan agav, dasipa de beso, the miftan bayis. He also nafak la'ape, Rav Papa came out to him, at tofech, because this worked, and they were megala the halacha clearly that it's nikne b'kinyan b'kinyan agav. Shtori yikri nichsi, Tomer Rabba Bar Yitzchak shnei shtoros, two types of shtoros that were not yet given to the Makabel, and they each have a different din. Omar schubus hadu zela ploini with a kinyan sudur, and they were zoiche for that guy ploini for kiss for loas hashtar. He should have a shtar raya also. Choyzer b'shtar, if he wants to, he can back off from the shtar. He can be choyzer. He doesn't want a shtar. The Gemara says there's reasons why a person doesn't want shtaros flying around with him as the chayef party. People see that he has a lot of IOUs against him. They don't want to lend the money. They don't want to give him credit. See, it could be choyzer b'shtar. But then choyzer b'sadeh, a kinyan was made already. Now, if he said almanas, that the kinyan is also almanas in conjunction with and dependent on him getting a shtar, chayzer bein b'shtar bein b'sadeh. Because he could be chayzer b'shtar, and memele, he could be chayzer in the sadeh. Rav Chiya bar Rav Amar Rav Huna Shalosh Shistar is saying, Trey Rav Yamor, Ani Yamor, and Idach, and Kadim Amoycher, before he made a kinyan in the sadeh. Because of the shtar for the kinyan. He did it on his own. Kaisen Sheshaninu. We go over now to Daf Kufnun Aleph Amud Aleph. Kaisen Shtar Lemoicher. Bavo Bishenu Lakech. He might because it's against him. Like you don't write a shtar without the das of the das Hamaschayev. It's called without the das of the person that the shtar is detrimental to. But here the moicher is detrimental to. He's the one selling. So if he wants the shtar written and he's not afraid, let's say it'll get lost and the kaino will find it. And then he'll say it's my field. So if he doesn't care, we don't care. So that's Kaisen Shtar L'moich Ava Bishen L'kechi. So he had that done. So then Kibachichzik Debekaka Nikne Shtar B'chomokom. Automatically he's kind of the Shtar too. And then he can't be Chayza B'Shtar either, because he meant to include the Shtar in the Kinyan of the field. But it works with Kinyan Agav V'zui Shashanid N'chozim Shishlam Achrayus Nikim N'chozim Shishlam Achrayus B'kesev B'Shtar B'chazoka. So you see Shtoros is called Nichsi. Behema ikri nichsi, the Tanan Masach Eshkolim, Amakdus Uchosu Voisu Ben Behema, Haruya, Lugabi Mizbeach. So, the first time it holds, Chorim Yimachru Litzorchi Olos. In other words, the Behema is Akotche Ben the Kabayas. That's the Sugya there. That we assume it's Akotche Ben the Kabayas. But the money goes to Ben the Kabayas. But the Behema has to be used for a korban. So the Behema, if it's Chorim, can be used for an oiler. That's the ideal korban. When the Kavos, Yimachal, and Tzorchi, Zivchei, Shlomen. Okay, Akoponim, it says Nechosov, and you see Behemos when Huktash. That's the whole thing. Ofos, Ikrinichsi, the Tanan, a different Mishnah, Masech HaShkolim. The next Mishnah, rather. Amakta, Tzorchosov, Voi, Ben Dvorim, Oruyen, Lagabi, Mizbeach, Yganyen, Ishmonim, Voifos. Tefillin ikri nichsi. We're getting now, it's kadosh. Maybe it's not called part of your money, part of your holdings. The tzlan, amakdish v'chosav, mamonoi tefillin. In other words, the tefillin are also included in the hektish. And he has to be paid to them. Mala means you evaluate what they're worth when you're being paid to them. So tefillin's also v'chosav. Miboy will say for Torah Maya. Now the Gemara that we have says, given the way Muzdabin, the also was buni in general, Lav nichsi here, it wouldn't be called nechosim. It's not the klal mekach umemkar. I do ma kibin the mizdabin luma torah belisa isha, and to stay in kolel and to pay for the chasanah nichsi here, because there are times when you could sell it. I mean, it's certainly something sellable. So the Gemara says teiku. If you look in the Rashban probably had a different girsa. Well, he wasn't going the way we have it, because he says over the Gemara, the tzadim of the Gemara, he says different tzadim. Mi mikri nichsi ketfilin, mi mikri nichsi ketfilin, mi mikri nichsi. Ketfilin damu, do we say it's like tfilin? So it's like tfilin is called nichsi, a sevator is also called nichsi. I do with tfilin at a time of Davi Malbush, the Rashbam I'm reading from. Tfilin is at least an article of clothing, so to speak, he wears it. I will say for a mitzvah he, loy nixi, babu bishyachol amoichroy, loy mikri nixi, because you can't mishtamish in it the way you want. It's not part of your usual hishtamshus. Tefillin is at least like a malbush. So if the Torah is not that, so Mora ends up taking. So you would always say, amoich mechvel barayim. Okay, we'll stop here.